BMND.
I'm Googling something right now.
So I asked Kale how do tapeworms work, because we just started talking about tapeworms, because she said she has to shit and she thinks she has a stomach bug or something. And I was like, oh, a worm? And she started laughing. But I was like, no, really, though. Like, how do those work?
No, I'm...
And she said, I was like, how do you get the worm out? And she said, you put food next to your mouth. And the worm comes out and eats the food in the middle of the night. So the worm just eats the food on your pillow and, like, chills there. And that's how you get your tapeworm.
I don't know why I think that. I definitely saw that or read it somewhere.
You probably saw, like some crazy... You probably saw, like, one of those crazy-ass YouTube videos where people are, like, doing stupid shit. But I was like, no, there has to be a better way. Like, there has to be a medical procedure done or something. And even... Keem is like, nah, that cannot be. Our videographer is like, no, hell no, I can't imagine.
But I didn't make that up. Like, I for
you
real
saw
that
somewhere. I know, I believe it, because people do crazy shit.
I actually saw it.
But I'm like, there has to be a better way. So you actually have to take a medication or something.
Of a woman who had a cockroach in her ear, and she had to go,
oh my God,
get it out surgically at the hospital, and she recorded the whole thing.
She probably live in Puerto Rico.
TikTok. No, she lives, I think she said...
Because we got flying cockroaches in Puerto Rico. It's the worst.
Yeah, or no, she lives, I think she said she lives in Georgia.
Oof.
And she said they just have, she's like, my apartment's clean. She's like, but we just have cockroaches.
Can you imagine cockroaches that fly?
Yeah, I saw them in fucking Dominican Republic and I wanted to die.
Yeah, they have them in Puerto Rico too. I hate them.
And one crawled over Lux's foot and I never heard a scream anything like that.
Oh my God.
Because we've never seen cockroaches in real life.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. No, cockroaches are the worst. I've been to a lot of places.
With cockroaches?
With cockroaches, and I just, I just can't deal. Oh. It's, like, my worst fear.
Bug.
Yeah, my worst bug. We also have these bugs that come into our house, like, in the winter, fall season. And we call them skippers, because they are, like, these fat-ass bugs. Like, I'm telling you, if you step on them, their guts pop out. Like, they're fat.
I don't think I've ever seen
And they
them.
Skip around. They're here in
but
Delaware.
But you literally live in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, there's no way around that unless you exterminate.
Yeah. So, like, yesterday she was like, oh, my God, Mommy, there's a skipper around. And I'm like, there's no way. Like, they only come out in the fall. They're not called skippers, but they're just, like, these bugs that, like, they just, we call them skippers. But they, like, as soon as you go to hit them, they, like, jump all over the place. Like, they're insane. People know what I'm talking about. I think I talked about this before on the podcast and someone told me the name. I don't remember it. But yesterday she was telling me that she saw one and I was like, there's no way, because once the summer hits, we never see them. So I was like, no, like, the skippers are gone. Like, they're...
The skippers
they've
are hibernating.
They've got better things to do with their time right now. That's and then so I go funny. And it was a huge-ass mosquito, which we just got the mosquito authority to come. Mm-hmm. So they have to come make their rounds. I think they do
it's
it like six times.
It's because you live in the middle of the woods. They come. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just like...
But, like, ever since we did the mosquito treatment, it's been
way better. Yeah, I remember when we lived in that neighborhood, we had to also have the mosquito authority. And they used to have to come because the mosquitoes are so bad. And Lincoln's allergic to mosquito bites. Yeah. So he swells up like crazy.
Isaac told me that.
Oh, my God.
Actually, Bibi told me that the other day. She was like, you know, Isaac told me Lincoln is... allergic to mosquitoes, and one time he got one. I forgot
in
where.
In his eye.
Yeah, that's what she said. And I was like, what?
Oh my God, it was so bad. We had to go to the ER. It turned into ocular cellulitis.
Oh, shit.
Or something. It was like something cellulitis serious. Of the eye. Mm-hmm. And it was so bad. And it came because he got bit right above his eye. Oh my God, it was awful.
Now
his ankles, everything. I'm like, we're done with mosquitoes.
Now she's so scared of mosquitoes because she thinks she's gonna, like, the same thing's gonna happen to her.
Sorry,
and I'm like,
baby.
No, it's different. Like, he's allergic. You're not allergic. Like, you've had mosquito bites before. But we also get, like, hornets. Like, we have hornets' nests
everywhere
in our house. Like, we get all different types. It's so crazy. In the middle of the summer, people are sometimes scared to come to our house because we have
everywhere.
So many. I'm like, yo, you gotta really be.
You gotta be fine. You gotta wear bug spray.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so hot in this office today. The baby mama's office is 80 degrees. Our AC
it's
is
probably
working.
Went up more.
Probably. It went up, but it keeps getting hotter outside.
Yeah. And it's like so fucking hot in here, so just bear with us. We're literally sweating.
I'm profusely sweating right now. So
it is not nice in here right now. And Kale told me this morning, and I was like, okay, I'm going to wear shorts. So I'm wearing my little Hoochie Mama shorts because I just was like, usually we wear sweatpants or leggings or something.
Well, I couldn't find shorts because my closet isn't done yet and I still have stuff in boxes. So
when are you going to get that done?
Well, I had to pay Brianna off first.
Were you going to have someone professionally come and do your...
What I need done in my closet is like, I think like $10,000 or $15,000.
Jesus. So like you're getting like shelving and shelving.
Yeah.
And stuff
so
like that.
I was like, let me pay my debt first.
Let me pay this shit off.
Let me pay this shit off.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. I just want to make sure like my bills are paid first and then I'll do that. But I didn't think about taking out my summer clothes. Mm-hmm. Like I just didn't, it caught up with us so fast. Summer.
I know.
So I moved in the winter when it was still cold. But
I just swapped out all my summer stuff and everything. But it's always such a bitch. I hate doing it. And then me and Joe, like, we kind of have to do it at the same time because we both need to, like, organize the closet because we share a closet. Yeah. I cannot fucking wait to not share a closet with him. I just can't.
I need my own space.
I know. You. Everything is so packed in there. And I want to also do, like, content in my
closet
and everything. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's cute. Like, if I want to change outfits, I don't have to bring all my stuff to the office. Like, mm-hmm. I can just do it in my closet.
Yeah.
And I don't want his shit in the way. So
you want men stuff in your content.
I don't. I hate it. You can see all his button ups and stuff when I'm like trying to do a makeup video. And everyone's like, what is that? Like, everyone's always asking me, why are you in your closet? Because I have my vanity. I put it in my little closet. Yeah. And it's like a small ass, technically a walk-in closet, but it's really small. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I have nowhere else to put it. Like, I have to. So people are always on me because they're like, why is your... But I'm like, don't people have vanities
in
their closet?
Sterling has a vanity in
their
closet.
Like, I see that all the time.
And I have... That's what I was wanting to do. I didn't do it yet, but that's what I want to do.
I prefer in the closet rather than the bathroom. Because if I have makeup and stuff in the bathroom, it can melt or, like, you know, when it gets hot and humid in there, like, that's not good for the makeup. So I've been kind of, like... trying to figure out, because I mean, I'm gonna have a small space where I can sit in the bathroom and like do makeup or hair or whatever, but I don't want to have that as my vanity space,
right? Like for like clothes and like actually.
And before I did, but now thinking about it, I'm like, I really don't want to. Like, I'm not gonna keep all my makeup in the bathroom, right? And it gets fucked up. No. So I think like the closet, like where else, unless you have an extra room for
like a glam room,
which no one really has, unless they're like doing YouTube or something. Yeah, exactly. But like, that's not really realistic for me. So I was like, I'm gonna have to have it in my closet.
Yeah,
but people think it's like the weirdest thing.
No, I know people that have that.
Me too.
That makes sense.
They make me feel so weird. Stop making me feel weird for having a vanity in my closet. I know my closet's small, but like, I had to make shit
work.
I have to make it fucking work. I just have to.
And so I ordered this like fake pool. It's like a real pool, but it's fake. Mm-hmm. To put up for this summer since our pool isn't being done.
Yeah. Did you get someone to...
I'm just trying to figure out someone to... Because, like, boyfriend could do it, but he works...
Not by himself, though.
He works all the time. So, yeah, and I think he needs, like, an extra person. Mm-hmm. So, it says 90-minute setup, but I highly doubt it. And we're just going to use that until the actual pool can get done next summer.
I would always take that number and double it if you're doing, like, on your own. That's what I usually do.
I won't be putting this pool together.
I'm like, that shit says 90 minutes. This is going to take me definitely, like, way longer than that.
180
minutes. Yep, double that shit. But we went out to dinner last weekend.
Yeah, we had a great time.
That was fun.
Did we talk about it already?
No.
We didn't?
We didn't podcast since then.
We
talked about going.
Oh,
but we
okay.
didn't talk about.
Yeah, so we went to get steak dinners, and it was great. It was a good time.
Steak dinners.
It was so I wanted steak so bad, and then I ate so many appetizers that I didn't eat my steak. I literally took two bites.
You ordered so many meatballs, like
they were so good though.
I was like, what the hell? It was
like
so
wagyu.
They were wagyu meatballs. Yeah,
so good,
amazing.
But their food was so good, and I was like, oh. Like, we should do this more often to celebrate.
Yeah, I had fun. And their drinks were good.
Wait, like, so did you end up going to the strip club after?
Yeah, we went to the strip club.
Are you kidding?
No.
What'd y'all do? Just drink and, like, have a good time?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I paid some paid some bitches' bills. The fuck you thought I did?
I paid some bitches' bills. That's it.
I'm there to support these women.
Wait. So you, Joe, Alessandra, y'all went to the strip club.
Yeah, we went.
I had to poop so bad.
You know what's so funny? You whispered something to me before we left. And I didn't hear you. I didn't know what you said to me. And it all made sense afterwards. Like, I think we were talking the next day. And I was like, oh, that's why you didn't go to the strip club. And Joe, he read your lips, like, when you were talking to me. And he was like, I thought that she said she had to go poop. But he was like, but I was like, why would she tell you that? I was like, we tell each other, we weird talk things, about weird shit all the time. But
I was saying, like, that's why I couldn't go.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I said, I was like, oh, I was like, that makes sense. Like, I didn't hear what you said. I was just like, okay. I thought you were just like, bye, like, I'm going to go have sex or something. I was just like, whatever.
I don't know if I had sex that night. I probably did, but I showered after I shit. Like, whatever,
that's fine. And then the next day, he was like, I thought I heard her whisper, like, I read her lips a little bit, and it looked like she said she had to go poop, but I didn't think that was, like, really what she told you. And I was like, no, that's definitely Kale-esque. Like, that's what she told me.
No, so then I texted in the group chat, and I was like, because I haven't pooped around him. So, but the hotel bathroom was directly next to the bed. And I was like, how am I going to shower? Like, if I take too long
and shit,
and then I flush the toilet and the shower is going, he's going to know that I was shitting. But then I feel like if I didn't flush right away and I flushed when I got out, I also give it up that I was shitting before I like, I just have such a complex.
Yeah. I would just put the shower on and then flush. Shit, and then, like, when you're about to, like, turn the shower off.
Then flush.
Yeah. But, like, do something. Maybe put the hair blower on at the same time or something. I don't know.
It wasn't connected. It was, like, the toilet and the shower, and then there was a door, and then the sink and the vanity was, like, separate.
Wow. Once you do it and, like, let the load off, like, literally and figuratively, just let the load out. You're going to feel so much better. You're going to be like, fuck this. Like, but he loves me for me and my shit. And all my shit. Like, that's it. It's going to be so much better. Just do it and get it over
with. Get it over with.
You have to. Yeah. It's just like farting. Right. It's just like any other thing in a relationship.
I never have to fart, though.
You're lying.
No, I swear to God. I never have to.
You don't have
to.
No.
Like, I do. But, like, very few and far between.
Yeah.
Like,
I guess I don't really
surprisingly,
fart
I don't fart. Like,
I'm
I
not much
don't.
Of a farter. Joe's definitely a farter. I think men are definitely more farters
gassy.
Than women. Yeah. I don't know where that comes from. But.
I don't know. Although, I will say that my kids don't really, I mean, Creed and Lux, but, like, the older two, I never hear them fart. And I'm like,
Beebe
I'm
farts
so proud.
All the time. Sorry, Beebs, but it's true, girl. She is a farter. She's like her dad. And she's so proud. And it's so funny. Stop, like, it's stop. The best thing. She'll fart and look at me and be like, you smell that? Like, I just farted. Bye. And I'm like, girl, get the fuck out of here.
Like,
she has no shame.
I'll fart enough for me and Isaac.
Yo, for real, she has no shame in her. I don't think I've ever, like, smelled Isaac fart. Like, literally can't even think of a time I've heard
no,
Isaac fart.
No, because he really doesn't.
It's so weird.
Like, he does, but, like, maybe in private. I don't know.
Never have, like,
y'all, I'm fucking
smelled
sweating.
It nothing. I know, it's fucking
I'm, like,
nothing.
Melting.
So Warby Parker is committed to providing exceptional vision care online and in stores. And I know you guys have seen me and Kale's glasses that we've gotten from Warby over the past, like, few years. Yeah. And they're always so nice. They also have a free home try-on program, which where you order 5 pairs of glasses to try at home for free for 5 days. And there's absolutely no obligation to buy. It ships free. And it also includes a prepaid return shipping label. So you get to try 5 pairs of glasses at home, which is, like, so great. You get to really look at them and look at them in the mirror and see how they fit your face and make your decision from there.
I did the try-on situation both times. I have the Francis frames in Rosewater, which you guys always ask me about, and I have the Jillian frames that I'm wearing right now in the, I think it's called turquoise or
I think
tortoise, something like that.
I love those.
And I absolutely love them, and I'm not great at returning things, but with the prepaid shipping label to return them when you're done made things so simple and so easy. Glasses start at $95, including prescription lenses. Try Warby Parker's free home try-on program. Order 5 pairs of glasses to try at home for free for 5 days. There's no obligation to buy. Ships free and includes a prepaid shipping return label. Try 5 pairs of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/mamadrama. Apartments.com is synonymous with rentals. They are the rental experts. They have the most rental listings on the internet with the best tools to help you find what you want, like amenity filter, save searches, and favorites. And they also have 3D virtual tours. Apartments.com has already helped millions of people get into their perfect places. There are helpful neighborhood guides with information on the area, restaurants, parks, schools, activities, and so much more. It's a combination that makes Apartments.com the perfect place to find your right place. Don't settle when you're looking for your perfect place. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Also, our shirts really go with our themes today.
Yeah, I really like them.
You think that's all I do? It's just, I'm just a ditz with a credit card. No, clueless because we had no idea where our memory card was today. And then mine says V is for vodka, which is just my brand.
Which is just very on brand.
Very on brand, very V for me.
V for me.
But yeah, no, dinner was really fun. We went to, and then, so I talked a little bit about it on Vibin. But when we got there, it definitely wasn't what we expected. I mean, I didn't really, I wasn't expecting much. I just wanted to go somewhere to have fun.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, drink and like keep the vibe up because I was already drunk. And then, like we got there. Everyone just seemed so tired, strippers included, you know.
Oh,
like it
no.
was kind of one of those, but we still had fun. I mean, we were like, we were, you know, giving them some money, and the guys were like making airplane paper airplanes out of the dollar bills, and we were like, we were trying to see like how far we could throw
you. Goodbye.
But me and Joe, we got home like at, I think we got home like at 3 a.m. We didn't go to bed till like 4. Probably like really, really like, yeah, that was probably the longest night I've had in a long time. Like I went to bed at like 4:30.
Were you able to at least sleep in? Because that's crazy.
Yeah, I slept in until like 12.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Because I can't function. I don't know, like when I was younger, I could stay up until 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Now, like no fucking way.
I used to stay up till like 4 a.m,
yeah.
Get home.
And go to work.
To go to work.
To get up
at like 6 o'clock because
yeah.
I had to take the bus
yep.
to go to the mall for work.
Yep.
And like literally on an hour of sleep.
Yep.
I would still be drunk or like when I got to work.
Or still
hungover, like fucked up at least. Like I still had something lingering
yes.
in me
yes.
and I would still like
get up to go to work.
And sell
now,
some fucking shirts. Yeah. Like
I need to be in bed by 9, 10 o'clock, if that.
Yeah, I know. When we were like supposed to go out to dinner, I was like, this is the latest I've like eaten in a really long time. Like my body's just not used to doing anything past 9. Like once it hits 9 o'clock, my ass wants to be. Yeah, I'm laying down with Vivi, like we're watching a movie, like the kids, we're all watching a movie or laying down, whatever it is, like that's when it's time to unwind.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally at 7 o'clock, like that's
start
when
unwinding.
I'm like, start showers, like this is the time to like chill the
out.
Fuck out.
Yeah.
But like unless it's like a Friday, I let them kind of like
do whatever
the hell they want.
Yeah. Lincoln has, today's Friday, he's doing some football camp or training tonight. So he has that's at 8.
Oh damn.
PM.
I feel like his shit gets later and later.
And I'm like, that doesn't work with Creed's bedtime because Creed's
yeah.
asleep by then.
Mm-hmm.
So Javi's gonna pick him up and take him, but I yeah, it's just later and later, but like it's still daylight at 8 o'clock, so I it's
that's
fine,
yeah.
But like I just can't drive an hour with the baby
mm-hmm.
and he's getting ready for bed and stuff, so
yeah, that's way
we're
too
just
much.
Gonna chill. I don't feel like we've had like a chill weekend at home in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Friday and Saturday we'll just like chill, and then football on Sunday.
Tomorrow's gonna be like 95 degrees.
Well, we'll be in the house with the AC on.
Yeah.
It's because we don't have a pool right
degrees.
Now.
You can come to my pool if you want. We're like going to work on the deck. I'm like staining the deck.
Uh-huh.
Because I want it to look cute for Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
So what do you suggest? Do you know those little, like those cute little egg chairs?
Yes.
Like with the
so
cushions
cute.
In
yeah.
them? I'm trying to find like one that's like not too expensive, but everywhere I go, they're like $400.
Have you looked
like,
on Wayfair?
No, I have not. But Wayfair is really expensive too.
They are.
Like,
I don't
probably
know if
the same
you
thing.
Can look on Facebook Marketplace.
The cheapest one I found, well, the most affordable, I wouldn't say cheapest, but the most affordable one I found was at Home Goods the other day. It was like $250 or something.
Check
and it's actually really
Facebook
cute.
Facebook Marketplace.
I will have to.
They actually do.
I want it by Memorial Day weekend too. And I need like a cute, like outdoor rug too. So, like, where's like a good place for me to get that?
I just got all my outdoor rugs from Wayfair.
Yeah, I want to like go pick it up so
yeah.
I don't want to wait
it.
For shipping.
Right,
yeah,
no, I get it.
And I want to like once I have a vision, like I'm like once the
right
deck
now.
Is done,
yeah.
I want to decorate and have
yes.
everything done
right.
so that I can see how it looks. And if I, you know, because Memorial Day weekend is already next week. So I want to have everything nice for like when everyone comes and everything. I want like the extra seats. I think I'm gonna get like a cute like fake plant.
Oh, that'll be cute.
To like put on the
yeah. on the deck.
Yeah, but I definitely need a rug and everything. And I'm actually really mad at myself. Like I never went in on my deck. Like I never went and decorated it for the 7 years I've been there. And now that I'm like not even gonna be there any longer, I want to decorate everything.
You're like,
and Joe's like, why are you spending the money now? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. I think it just we got a new deck put in, I think it just motivated.
Oh, you got a new deck put in?
Yeah. Well, just they literally just took out the old one and put a new.
Oh, cool.
It's just wood right now. But yeah. I want to stain it and make it look cute. But yeah, so now I'm like, once I do that, I just want it to look nice. Like I kind of rearranged the furniture and stuff. So like once I start, I just can't stop.
Right.
Like well, I just want to keep going.
At least it'll be staged for when you sell it.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we're going to sell it. We're probably just going to rent it.
Oh, okay.
We definitely want to keep it. Oh. But I'm also very nervous because I don't want someone moving into my house. Even though it's not technically my house. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What you mean?
Yeah.
Like, if there's, like, so many... It's like, sentimental attachment.
Yes, yeah.
Which is weird because I'm a real estate agent and I'm always the one that's, like, you can't have attachment to a house.
Yeah.
Especially when you sell it. But, like, here I am.
You're like, hold on, let me just feel sentimental in my feelings really quick. But at least you guys have full control over who rents it.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm also, I don't know. Just, like, the thought of having people in that house, like, other people that's not us is so weird. I don't know if anyone has ever gone through this, but it's
weird. It would be so weird. I won't ever have to go to that neighborhood ever again.
Oh my god, that's true.
Because I've always had to go.
You've always had to go either if it was for Javi or me.
Yeah, like, so or us. I won't have to go to that neighborhood for anything.
Damn, in the last 7 years, that neighborhood has been where we've all been.
That's like the stomping ground.
That's crazy.
The stomping ground.
That is so insane. No, I just keep thinking, like, someone's going to be in Vivi's room and, like, you know?
Yeah.
And someone's going to have Isaac's room upstairs. Like, who, like, in my bedroom? Like, it's just weird. It was the first place I brought Vivi.
I think once your house starts getting built and, like, you are getting excited to move in, you'll be ready to, like...
Let go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can always take, like, a picture when it's cleared out in there and be like...
I'm gonna cry.
No, we're not crying on today's episode. We're sweating.
No, not, I'm not saying now. I'm gonna cry when that happens.
Yeah, you might.
She said, no, we're not crying on today.
I can't handle anything else in this heat.
She's like, bitch, I'm not about to comfort you right now because of your house woes. I know, I'm so hot. I'm so sorry.
This is awful. The AC guy can't come until this evening. So I'm like, ugh.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, are you going to stay in the office today? You don't really have to stay here. Or do you have to do something for Barely Famous?
No, I'm not. I'm going to leave. I told them I can't stay here because it's literally hotter in here than it is outside.
I can't even think. I'm sorry, guys. We're just like, look at my... If my shirt wasn't black, you would be able to see my pit stain.
My shirt is not black.
We're like drenched.
Look at my back.
I know. It's getting like, you can tell. That's how mine is feeling.
This is not cute.
I know.
This is not a vibe right now.
This is not a vibe. Oh my god.
Lux is at the beach right now with his on a field trip. Yeah.
No way.
And I was like, I can't come. I have to work today. But he graduates from preschool on Wednesday. So
that's so cute.
I can't believe that he's going to kindergarten.
I know. I was just texting Vivi's teacher because I haven't heard anything about a kindergarten graduation.
I don't think they do them.
Well, she said that they are going to have one. They just haven't sent it. I think they're probably going to send it out today or something.
Okay.
Because it's the end of the week. They usually send a lot of paperwork at the end of the week.
Why? Can we please talk about why at the end of the year? Like, as parents, we know that they're going to have, like, 1,200 activities that mm-hmm. we have to be at.
Yeah.
But why they don't, like, let us know in, like, March
ahead of
and
time.
April.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we know that the end of the year is coming up.
Yeah.
These are the activities that we're doing for the last week of school. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't really plan for some of these things. And I, you know, our schedule is, we record on a very specific mm-hmm. schedule. I have my Barely Famous stuff, my other
We try and keep everything very scheduled.
And, like, we can change it around, but not without notice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it also gets crazy because, I mean, you will have your kids and then I'll have my kids scheduled. So
and they go to different districts.
Yeah, so it's like, crazy.
And then I have four kids, so I'm like, which kids' stuff can I go to and can I not go to?
Well, luckily, Bibi doesn't. I mean, all I've heard was the graduation.
Like, they're I don't think Isaac has anything.
No, they don't have
anything.
He's going
to seventh, but, and I don't think Lincoln has anything because he's going to third, but. Still, for Bibi's leaving kindergarten, and Lux is going to kindergarten, so they're going to at least have stuff.
Like, what do they do, though? I haven't heard anything from her school about any activities that they're doing. I mean, besides her teacher telling me that they're doing a graduation. I think it's June 13 or something.
Well, today was the beach field trip for Lux, and I was like...
That's cute.
It is cute, and I guess I could have went.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday, they're doing some sort of, like, picnic or something for parents, which is really cute. Again, that's fine. I'll make it work, but...
Yeah, but I want to know about these things ahead of time.
Like, a month in advance.
Yeah, I literally need a month. They be trying to just give us, like, a week, and I'm like, bro, I can't do that. Like, yeah, there's a lot of parents that can't really rearrange in just a week. Like,
so, well, some people, a lot of people work, have, like really jobs.
Hard careers and stuff.
Yeah.
It's, like, a lot. And I just me, for my anxiety, I need
some planning time
in advance. Yeah.
Well, also, like... I don't know about any other moms, but towards the end of the year, I start giving less of a fuck.
Yeah, same. So, like, even the lunches just be like, here, grab and go. Grab and go. I don't give a fuck. Like,
so, like, you might not even have a water bottle for school today. But
I've been giving Vivi nachos, like the little Lunchables nachos.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's like, obsessed with them. And it's every single thing that I've sent Vivi, like, that we've trialed and errored, she just, all of a sudden, she doesn't like ham and cheese sandwiches. She doesn't like peanut butter and jelly. So, like, what is left in a sandwich? She likes the Nutella and fluff, like the Nutella marshmallow. But I'm like, there's no protein. Like, there's nothing.
There's no substance.
It's all sugar. Like, yeah, but she's going to eat it. And rather than me wasting bread and, like, ham and cheese all the time.
Yeah.
So, like, she eats the little Baby Bell thing. So, you know the Baby Bells, the outside of it, like the clay
wax
stuff?
Yeah.
She takes all of the wax from every single Baby Bell and she's making, like, a huge Play-Doh out of it.
Yeah, it's kind of creative.
And it's really fun, yeah. And it's actually, it molds a lot better. So she made, like, a snail out of it the other day, and it was so funny, yeah.
She's just been saving it?
She's been saving it.
From her lunches?
Yeah.
Stop it. I love it. She's like, hold
she
on.
She acts like she don't have a million things of Play-Doh at the house, and I'm like, what? She's like, I just like this texture better, but it really is. It molds
it's like
a lot
wax.
Better. Yeah, it's, like, waxy. But it's, like, really, it shapes a lot better, and it holds shapes. So she creates, like, little animals
out
of them.
Shut up. It's so weird. She's like, let me save every single Baby Bell wax.
She does the most. And I'm like, this is, like, crazy.
Can we get a Baby Bell sponsor?
But I know. Just please send me, like, a lifetime, like, literally, supply. Because at this point, I need it. Baby's obsessed with Baby Bells.
I always struggle with school lunches. Because Lux, at Lux's school, he can't have peanut butter or any type of peanuts. Uh-huh. So that takes out peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. They do.
And then...
Her school does do peanut... Because I've asked her. I'm like, listen, if I'm not giving you something that you don't like at lunch, I don't know what else to do. You're going to have to go on school lunch and, like, get whatever.
Offer.
Yeah, because they have options. Apparently, they do little sandwiches and they do offer peanut butter. So it can be really hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel when you have high interest debt. And sometimes it can be even harder to ask for help. And that's really where Upstart comes in. Upstart powered personal loans can help you pay down high interest debt all online with simple and easy to understand payment terms. Upstart has actually helped over 1.8 million customers on their path to financial freedom. So that says a lot. And as far as paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses, Upstart can really help you get one fixed monthly payment with a clear payoff date.
So Upstart knows that you're more than just your credit score. So rather than looking at your credit score alone, Upstart's model considers other factors like your income, employment, and other information provided in your loan application to find a smarter rate for your loan, which I love. You can check your rate in minutes and receive loans between $1,000 to $50,000 without impacting your credit score.
Don't wait and check your rate today at upstart.com/babymamas. That's upstart.com/babymamas to check your rate today. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/babymamas.
Okay, so Lincoln School and Isaac School also allow peanut butter, but Lux's doesn't.
That's crazy.
So then I get frustrated because he also went through, like, he loved turkey and cheese, and then all of a sudden he didn't want turkey and cheese anymore.
Same.
And I'm like, what else can I do? Because I will eat, like, chicken nuggets that are not warm, like, that I cooked last night and then put them in a bag or whatever, but he won't.
Mm-hmm.
Or pizza or whatever, but, like...
It has to be warm,
is
right?
there, like, warming...
You can get a thermos and just put them in there.
Because I've seen kids, like, make, literally eat mac and cheese out of a thermos.
Yeah. That's what they do because it keeps it like nice and warm. That's what I would do. So like,
but that's so much fucking work.
It is, like, in the morning you have to like put it in. Like, it's just a lot. I'm not like making chicken nuggets in the fucking morning and shit for her. Like,
honestly, the hardest part of having kids for me is feeding them.
Yeah,
I think same. Loathe, as easy as it is and as trivial as it is, I hate packing lunches.
I do too.
No, like, I loathe it. Like, if they asked me, do you want to pack lunches or cut off all your toes?
You're so serious too right now. Like, she's like, take my toes.
I literally cut my own toes off if I never had to pack another lunch.
Well, just pack them, your toes.
Like, here.
Scare them. Be like, if you don't, like, listen, you're gonna be getting toes now if you don't eat what the fuck I pack you.
I literally can, I don't know what it That's is crazy. About packing lunches, no, but I hate it. Because
they're just so picky. Like, Vivi, she went through a phase where she would eat anything, and now it's just like she's so picky, and I'm like, so now it's like even the Lunchables, like, I would take the crackers and cheese and put them in her lunchbox, whatever, but now she literally will eat the thing of cheese, like just the chunk of cheese, and not even the ham or the crackers. So I'm like, why the fuck am I buying Lunchables? Like, you're not even eating them as a sandwich.
Right.
I might as well just get you cheese. Right. And you just eat cheese all day.
Oh.
So I was wasting money. And I'm like, I can't, like, be buying all this stuff all the time. And it's funny because she'll try new things at school. And like, oh, I had this snack and I like this. And I'm like, okay, like, give me the name of it. Like, I'll buy it for you, whatever.
Right.
Like, whatever she likes at this point, I'm just like, please help me out.
Eat it.
And then she'll just get over it so fast. The next day she'll be like, I don't really want it. And I'm like, yo, like, I can't do it. I just can't do it anymore. So now even the pizza Lunchables too, she went through a phase where she loved those.
I love them.
She hates them.
I'll still eat
them myself.
Day. Oh, I will eat them.
She left them all, and I've been eating them, like, for lunch. Yeah, they're so good, but she doesn't want them anymore. And now she just likes the nachos. And I'm like, I cannot give you, like, nachos and cheese at school every day. Like, what will they think of me? Like,
I'm the same way. I'm like, if I don't want them, I just didn't pack a sandwich because he wasn't eating them.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, I'm not wasting money on, because we like a specific type of bread, and boyfriend packs his lunches, and I'm like, I'm not gonna pack you bread sandwiches, like, with stuff in them if you're not eating them.
Bread's getting expensive, girl. Like, I'm like, yo, like.
So I'm like, I just didn't pack a sandwich. I was like, okay, here's crackers. That'll be the bread.
Crackers, cheese. Yeah, that's what,
like,
I used to do.
Basically homemade Lunchables. Mm-hmm. I'm not packing you a sandwich anymore. And I'm like, I know that they're probably judging the fuck out of me.
That's what I used
But if
to
he's
do.
Not eating it, what the fuck am I packing it for?
That's what I used to do all the time. I used to give her crackers, a little thing of ham,
and a little
or like turkey, and then a thing of cheese, and she'll eat it like that.
That's me. Yeah.
That's like the same shit as a sandwich.
I don't even care. At this point, they better fend for themselves.
Yeah. Like, they need to learn how to fucking cook.
You better fucking figure it out.
You need to learn how to cook and, like, do your own shit. Like, I just can't wait till she's able to, like, reach the microwave so she can just put a fucking mac and cheese in there. And, like, Isaac can do all his own shit already.
Was trying to teach them how to make ramen in the microwave.
In the microwave?
Yeah.
You can make ramen in the microwave?
Yeah.
Okay. So you just put like
I
a bowl
also
of
make
water
scrambled
in
eggs in the microwave sometimes.
Yeah, I definitely see you doing that.
So I'm just trying to make these kids have their life skills so that they
one time your son put mac and cheese in my microwave without the water.
He told me.
It smells like burnt in my house for like 2 months. I was
Lincoln
so
did
mad.
It like a couple weeks
it
like a couple weeks
so
ago,
bad.
And he's like, Mom, I forgot. I was like, I smell it. I know.
I wouldn't have been as mad if, like, the smell. What made me angry, like, days later was
the
smell. I'm like,
it doesn't go away.
Oh, the fucking smell is, like, killing me. And he would feel so bad. And I'm like, it's not your fault. I'm like, I just hate this smell. Like, what can I do to make it go away?
It doesn't go away.
I was trying to, like, look up ways, and they said that you can put a thing of vinegar inside the microwave, and, like, it'll clean out the
odor,
and I like tried everything, and it just wouldn't go away. And I'm like, I was literally ready to get rid of that microwave because it stood for so long. And I thought I was like, maybe the things in the microwave
like had the smell.
Yeah. So I'm like, how am I ever gonna get rid of this? It was like driving me crazy. And then I didn't want to use it because I'm like, anything I make, I feel like the smell
have
is
the
gonna
smell on it.
Yeah. So I was like overthinking about it, and it was so funny. I remember it was like I got out of the, I think me and Joe were like watching a movie in the room, and the kids were like playing. So like when he made it, he didn't even say anything. I randomly went to the living room while I got out the bedroom, and then I opened the door and I just saw smoke, and I was like, what's going on? Like,
I was like so fucking.
Do we need to call the fire department?
Seriously, I was so scared. I was like, what is going on? And Isaac's like, oh, nothing. Like I got it. And I was like, no, you don't got it. Like, you need to tell me what's going on. Like, there's smoke in my house.
Right.
And he was like, oh, I put it in the microwave and it didn't have water. I was like, really? Like, what the fuck?
Sometimes they just so forget him.
No, like, he definitely forgot. But it was so crazy. I was like, you got to tell me. Like, as soon as something bad happens, like, just let me know. Because, yeah. Like, I have to get rid of the smell.
I loaded the dishwasher at the house in Foxhall. Yeah. And, I guess, like, one of the plastic spatulas, like, fell down into the thing and was, like, melting at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing just started smoking.
That shit smells.
So I called the fire department because I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm scared to open the dishwasher because if there's a fire in there. Because there was smoke coming from it.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, that's scary.
I'm also, burning things are just, the smell is
awful. It was the worst. Yeah, that smell lingered around.
It's just, like, scary also.
And then BB just kept bringing it up, like, it smells so bad in here. I'm like, yes, thanks, Captain Obvious. We're.
Thank you so much for reminding me.
Thank you so much for this constant reminder. Yeah, love that. It was so funny. I did want to ask you.
Oh, I'm scared.
Because I know you like Post Malone and stuff, right?
Love him. His new album drops June 5th.
How do you feel about Jack Harlow?
Okay, I don't like white boys. Mm-hmm. We know this.
Yeah.
But he's kind of cute. He's cute. I don't know much about him other than like he's been on like features. Mm-hmm. But, like,
his album just dropped too. It was pretty good.
Is it good?
I like him. Uh-huh. I really do. I do like him. I think he's very cute. He is really cute. But my thing is, so you know how he has like that curly cute hair?
Yeah.
If he didn't have that hair,
he wouldn't be cute.
I don't think he would be that cute. So this is like that's like men's makeup, right? Like their hair and like their beards, because I feel like it changes their.
Oh no, a beard
so much
will make or break somebody.
Somebody, yeah,
yeah.
At this point, I told y'all I don't get rid of your beard.
Yeah, no.
Like I love your fucking beard. Like I love you with a lot of facial hair.
I love facial hair,
and I don't like it like OD. Like I don't like it
right,
like a
of girl, course.
But I just love like a goatee. Like, a nice like little... I just love it me so too. Much, and I cannot go back.
Yeah.
So like one time he shaved it, and I was like, no, this is not working for me. I'm not going back there. Like now that you gave me a taste of this like beard situation, I don't want to go back.
Agreed.
So now he has to like have it, but it's like so crazy to me because I'm always thinking like. I look at Jack Harlow and I'm like, he's really cute, but like if he didn't have that hair, I don't think I would be.
Which is so funny because when I was younger, remember Boy Meets World?
Yes.
Corey had curly hair.
Yeah.
That gave me the ick.
Really?
Like when I was a kid, I could
like curly hair.
Boys with curly hair were so icky to me. Like I was not attracted. I did not like I would never have a crush on someone a boy with curly hair.
Yeah.
Now I love men with curly hair.
Curly hair and, like, yeah. My first, like, boyfriend in high school had really, like, curly, like, long hair. Like, so fucking cute. Like, it was, like, that Puerto Rican, those curls. Yeah. Like, I loved it. I always liked, like, long hair.
Yeah.
But now, I don't know if... I mean, I think it's cute, but I wouldn't, like, want Joe to, like, grow out long hair. You know what I mean? Like,
if he had long hair, I think it would have some curl to it.
No. I don't think so. No. His hair is really, like, really coarse.
Uh-huh.
And, like... I don't think he would have that curl. Like, it's very straight.
Really?
Like when he would grow his hair, it was, like, very...
Straight.
It was different. Oh. It wasn't, like, his mom's, like, that curly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, Vivi had that when she was born. Little. And then once I wish she still had those curls. Her curls were tight, too. Like, they were, like, really curly.
Aww.
I miss it so much.
Well, Chris keeps cutting Creed's hair. Every time Creed comes back from Chris's, he has a cut.
Like a new cut.
And I get like so upset because I don't know if the curls will ever come back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I wanted to look at... I'm going to look at Jack Harlow's TikTok. I just followed him on TikTok because he came up on my For You page. And I didn't really know who he was.
Yeah. No, he's like blowing up.
But he's blowing up, but he's getting a lot of hate because they're saying like this like privileged white boy is like getting a platform.
Mm-hmm. Especially in hip-hop.
Yeah.
People are very critical about
that. Yeah. And so I saw...
But, I mean, he's not the first or the last either, you know?
Missionary Jack.
Is that his TikTok name?
Yeah.
Missionary Jack? Yeah. No way.
I love Missionary, though.
If I was to write something... If we were to write some shit like that, we'd immediately be the hoes of the world.
Missionary Kale. Can I put that on a shirt?
Can I do doggy style V?
Can we please do that?
Doggy style.
Write that down.
69 Bs, doggy style Bs.
Missionary back shots kale. No.
That's same. That's me. Doggy style. This is getting intense. I can, the list can go on and on. Like
missionary kale.
Missionary kale. Like, are people really going to buy this shit?
I'm on a sticker. I just want stickers.
We need them for our laptops.
Back shots kale.
Doggy style V. I can't.
Oh, I just run from back shots so much, but I'm like, I can't. Like, I can't.
Run from it?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
That's so funny.
Do you know what I'm saying? No. Like, when you're having, like, when you're in that position and it just, like, hits, like, and you're scared. Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, like the like jump. Running. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'm, like, moving forward because I'm like, I can't take
it. You gotta,
this.
Like, put yourself in, like, oh, like, I don't know about anybody else, but I have to put myself in, like, a certain position.
Uh-huh.
Like, really spread out so that, like, you gotta be real spread eagle so that it doesn't.
Get you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's more comfortable that way.
Okay.
That's the trick. Like, if you stay, like, just on your fours, like a dog, like, it's going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You got to, like, really spread them.
She did the whole motion. Goodbye.
Spread it out. you got to spread it out a little bit.
So, Jack Harlow, his TikTok is really entertaining as well.
Yeah. I didn't follow him because I don't follow. I don't, like, go on TikTok barely ever anymore. I need to get back on. Like, I feel like I go through phases.
Yeah, I go through phases where I don't get on at all, and then I can't stop.
And then I'm addicted again, yeah. So maybe if I'll go on and, like, check out his stuff. But I just found it really interesting. I'm like, there's a lot of things, and, like, people talk about us as women all the time, and, like, things that we get done, and, like, oh, I don't want a bitch with fake lashes, or, like, fake hair.
Do people say that?
Men say that, yeah. There are plenty of men that, like, literally are like, I don't like women, or, like, with fake lashes, and all this shit, and, like, they judge us all the time for things that we get done. That we like to do, but it's like you're sitting here with a fucking hat on and your beard and your long hair. Get rid of it. Let me see you.
Let me,
like,
see you barefaced.
Let me see you for down, real.
Naked.
Like, yeah,
face.
Exactly.
Not naked, actually. But yeah, no, I agree with you.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I think they don't realize, like, that's their makeup. All right, guys. So Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. So if you're looking to hire, if you love a challenge, also, yeah, and you need a hiring partner that can help you rise to the challenge, you need Indeed. And instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed is actually a powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all.
Find great talent through faster, time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed Data US.
So I love Indeed. I think it makes hiring really easy. I have used this in the past, and candidates you invite to apply through Instant Match are 3 times more likely to apply to your job than candidates who only see it in search, according to US Indeed data. So you can join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. So start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/mamadrama. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/mamadrama. Indeed.com/mamadrama. Terms and conditions apply. Pay per qualified applicant, not available for all users. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
But I also, I think it's becoming more normalized for men to get Botox. Because I've met several men, yeah, who have started to get the Botox.
Well, good for them. Like, they're taking care of their skin. And
y'all got some wrinkles up here you need to fill in. And
yeah, if you want to do that, that's totally fine. I don't know any man that's gotten Botox, but I mean, I'm all for it.
I
do what you want to do.
Yeah, fuck it.
Like, who cares? And I like men that, like, get their eyebrows done or, like, do them. Like, he was always shaping up his eyebrows and stuff. And I just, like, you know, when you're, like, doing something to, like, make yourself
taking
care of yourself, like, just, like, the way I am, like, that's attractive to me. Like, I like
agree.
That. Like, I just, that's what I like. But I think they need to stop judging us so much for doing it. Because the same way you're going to the barbershop and, like, getting a shape up and, like, you know, getting the, I don't know what it, the other day Leandra said that Marcus got this thing. It's like a, like the blackout stuff on his hair. So I guess it, like, fills in your hairline and it
makes
it darker.
Yeah, it's like fibers.
Yeah.
Chris has to use it because his hairline's back here. So he puts fibers up here. You know what I mean?
No shade.
No shade.
So, like men do that shit.
It's a fake hairline.
Yeah. But, like, that's fake. That's, you know, fake. That's like us putting on extensions for our short hair, trying to make it longer. Right. You know? Like, it's the same thing. Same shit. So, like, it's funny because she was like, oh, like, it looks so fucking fresh. Like, it was clean as fuck. Like, the shape up was clean.
My friend.
And then he went in the shower and got out, and she was like, what just happened?
She was like, hold up.
She was like, what happened to you right now? And I was cracking up. I was like, I've never seen that before.
So, send this to her. My friend does hairline tattoos.
Really?
He owns a whole business. So, send that to her. And he's right here in Delaware.
Oh, that's dope. Oh, that's really cool, actually. So it just, it like, looks real.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Me neither, until he started posting it.
That's actually really cool.
So instead of doing, like, the hair...
So, like, how long does this heal, though? Is it, like, a regular, like, tattoo?
It's tattoo.
Does it peel off?
Oh, I'm sure it gets crusty for a day or two, but...
Oh, shit.
It's the same thing as microblading your eyebrows, but it's microblading your hairline.
Your hairline. That's crazy. Oh, my God.
So, send that to her, because maybe he would want...
Yeah, she was like, it was so funny. She's like, he looked like Persian, because, you know, Marcus is like, he has those features.
Yeah.
She's like, he looked so, like, everything was so sharp, and, like, the lines were, like, precise, and then as soon as he hopped out the shower, it just, like, washed off, and she was like, where's your hair? Like...
Did she not know that you did that?
No, she saw it. That's why after you got out the shower, she was like, bro, like... And I was like, that's stuff that you gotta do when you already showered, like, when you gotta go to the... barbershop after and do that, and then hit up the club or whatever it is you're gonna do.
I'm gonna send this
to you.
But
it was so funny. That's crazy. I didn't know that. Yeah, there's a lot of.
Yeah, it's called scalp micropigmentation.
Scalp micropigmentation. That's interesting.
So I'm sending this to you.
Let us know if any
this
of
is
your
my friend, so.
Your husbands or boyfriends or anything have gotten that or have gotten anything done, like with their hairlines.
I support. I mean, whatever makes.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
the same as the things that we do. You know, like I feel better with lashes because I feel like I don't look like a naked mole rat in the summer. So like I get my lashes done.
Totally.
And like my nails too. I haven't got my nails done in a while, but I love when I have them done because I feel like I have my life
together.
Yeah, I just feel put together. I feel good about myself. Like it just gives me like that extra oomph, that extra motivation.
Confidence.
Yeah.
So men are so weird. Like, they think that we should just not do anything, but then they judge us for not doing anything, and then we're lazy.
But then if we didn't, exactly, then if we didn't do anything, be like, oh, she don't care about her looks, like, she's not trying, like, it's always something. That's why I always say, like, just do you, and just do what you want to do, because these men, they're always going to have something to say.
Do it for yourself, not for the men.
They're always going to have something to say regardless. Alright, let's do a down in the dizzy.
You should have seen my hair when I left the house this morning. And the kids were like, I said, are you embarrassed for me to take this
Are you embarrassed?
And Lincoln was like, no, you're perfect, Mom. And doesn't even give a single fuck about my hair. And I was like, wow, like, you're honestly perfect. You're the perfect child. They're like, who's your favorite today? I'm like,
They ask you who's your favorite on a daily basis?
Yeah.
That's so funny to me.
And I'm like,
every time I do anything to my mom, like send her anything, like flowers, whatever, maybe I always sign your favorite daughter. That's just like my thing.
That's your thing.
Because I'm the favorite.
Yeah.
You can't tell me otherwise.
Honestly.
I'm the baby, though.
I feel like all my baby daddies were the favorite kid.
You're 100% right. Joe was definitely the fave. 100%. They still talk about it till this day. So, and you got the pics of the litters. Good for you.
The cream of the crop.
That's so funny.
Javi's parent, like Javi's. Yeah. Not to put all of his business out there, but, like, their family went through some shit, and then, like, his mom openly says that he's the favorite.
Yeah.
Like, openly.
Yeah.
And then Chris is the favorite because he just is for what... I think he's, like,
the oldest grandchild.
He is the only boy on his mom's side.
That makes sense.
Yeah. The first grandchild.
Moms and boys kind of have, like,
that thing.
Really close thing.
And then he's the oldest on his dad's side, too. So,
oh, yeah.
First
So it's kind of, like, special on both sides.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I was my dad's first girl.
Okay.
His first daughter.
Okay.
And then for my mom, I was her last.
So it was
like my,
special
her baby.
On both sides.
Yeah, so I'm still special.
Yeah.
So big ups to me.
I'm the only and I'm the least important.
You're the only.
It's fine.
I was like, why am I even here?
Why am I here?
You're my favorite baby mama.
Thank you.
My favorite baby mama. My only baby mama. But my favorite. Just putting it out there. Okay, so let's do down in DMs.
What?
Damn, it's going down in the DMs.
sorry if this is long, but I have this cousin who cheated. Who cheated on and now divorcing her husband of almost 20 years for an inmate. She was a nurse at the jail, and he is in there for life for a quadruple murder. Pick of the litter.
Cream of the crop.
Cream of the crop right there. She was fired from the jail they met at. We don't know the real reason. We just know that the story given is a lie. And he was transferred to another jail a few counties over. This has been going on for almost 2 years. She spends all day on the phone with him. 50 cents a minute. She puts that in there. And also sends him at least a few hundred every paycheck. Apparently, the jail has a restraining order against her for contraband. We recently found out that not only does she have his initials tattooed, but while she was on vacation with her adult son, her inmate boyfriend made her go into a sex store and find a dildo that looks like his. She literally showed the poor employee a dick pic and proceeded to spend hours on the phone having phone sex. Could you imagine showing someone a pic and like being like, can you match this dick to a dildo? Like, what? That's can embarrassing.
You match this dick to a dildo? But hold on, time out, because I also used to talk to someone in
prison. I know.
Still love him to this day.
You know, we got an email the other day. I think it was from him. It said from the...
Let me see.
I gotta show you.
Okay.
I'll show you after.
Well, love him to this day, but I don't think that he would, like, because people look through the pictures that you send. Yeah. I think that if he was to send me a dick pic, I think it would be flagged. Like, I don't think I would ever get it.
Really? Oh, because whatever, oh, like, you mean the jail, whatever they send out, they look
like through it? Anything I sent him, mm-hmm. like, via the app or whatever,
yeah.
it would have to be monitored. Yeah, like, it would have to go through, like, not security, but, like, people would look through it mm-hmm. before it got to him.
Oh, wow, I never knew that.
So, like, I couldn't ever send...
anything sexy or anything.
And I never did.
That's crazy.
But he... I don't think that he would be able to send me it. How would he, she have gotten the dick pic? I need answers. Oh, but I guess she worked maybe there.
Yeah, that's
like
she
was okay,
there,
okay,
so.
Okay.
Okay, so... So she went to the employee, showed the dick pic, whatever, proceeded to spend hours on the phone having phone sex. To top it off, the inmate boyfriend is married to a different woman who is a nurse that is now in jail for getting contraband to him. So I guess he had the same girlfriend. He had a girlfriend doing the same thing.
See, that's a red flag. Why are you with this
And that's
man?
Literally where it ends. I'm thinking there was going to be more to the story. Like, now I need more.
So this is the second nurse that he's had?
Yeah. Seems
that's
like
a red flag.
That says she was
like
married
pattern.
To a different woman who was a nurse that is now in jail for getting contraband to him. So I guess he had her doing the same thing.
You have to know that you're not special.
You're being used, yeah. Like, it's the same thing he was doing to the other girl. At this point, that's a you problem, girl. Like, yeah. Figure it out. And he's in there for quadruple murder.
For life, too? Like, what? Like, why are you
He is not a winner. He is really not a winner. That's crazy.
Baby Mama's No Drama podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. You're probably listening to us talk and also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even at the grocery store. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance, it's easy and you could save money by doing it right now from your phone.
Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save over $700 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year. So you're protected no matter what.
Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over the 27 million drivers who trust Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by a new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2020 and May 2021. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Okay, let's do another one. Okay, so she says I don't know if this is a down in a DM or maybe just advice. Am I in the wrong? I want to read this. Okay, so she says, my baby daddy and I have been together for 13 years, have been living together for 10. We have 2 kids together. His dad passed before he was born and was left a little shy of $800K. When we moved in, we were living at his mom's, which was a pain. The first time I brought up, so how are we handling our finances? He said he wasn't having a bank account with me. which then made me feel like he didn't want me to touch his thousands, which was fine. I just wanted to be able to pay our bills and pay everything for our son since I was a stay-at-home mom. He never would give me money for diapers or formula. His mom would either offer or I would put or I would pull from my savings. I ended up getting a part-time job just to pay my bills. Fast forward 2014. He bought a house and paid in cash $450K in SoCal, it says. Well, I was laid off in 2015 and my car broke down and had to be towed and needed about $10K for a new engine. I asked him for help and he said he would sell me his spare car. He had a Camry and a Camaro. Then again, I asked for help and he said something like, look at you, what are you going to do? No job and no money. Made me feel like shit, which, by the way, he was not paying for bills at home. I had saved some money from my part-time, and I was using that to pay for food, for bills and food. He gave me $3K to pay for property taxes, and I ended up using $1,500 for a car, and then didn't pay the taxes. 2017, he cheated, and we broke up. He begged, and I took him back. We have always had money problems, not because we didn't have any, but because he never would give me any and would say I needed to work more or give me money and then use it against me. That sucks. 2018, I get pregnant with our second. I know. He kind of changed after that where I would ask for money and he would give it to me, no questions asked. Sometimes I would ask for $200, he would give me $300. But if it was a bad day, he wouldn't give me shit. So I would use his car to pay the utilities. Again, I was a stay-at-home mom after our daughter was born up until November of last year. He has so much money that he didn't even notice I had been paying with his card a few times. There was times I would ask him for money and he would say, you act like you don't have a card. You don't have my card info. So am I wrong? I feel like at some extent, but he calls me a thief and all this. I'm just trying to survive here. FYI, I broke up with him a week ago because he's so mean and rude. I told him I just couldn't handle how mean he is. And he said he couldn't be nice to someone who steals from him. So there's that. He said he was moving out and I'll be staying in this house with the kids until I can get me and my kids a place. I have started working for 6 months now. SoCal prices are off the roof, but I have faith something will work out for me. I just want your input. P.S. I love you, ladies. Keep up the good work.
So don't need them. This is like a double-edged sword. So obviously when you love someone, I've been through it. You have a second kid with them and you just want them to
change.
Mm-hmm. I get that. But at some point, feeling like you're constantly having something over your head, like mm-hmm. the money and all of that, you get tired of it. It's you're exhausted. And so it's not worth it. At that point, you have to work full time and figure it out. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why he wouldn't contribute to diapers and formula.
Mm-hmm. And like that's just as much your responsibility as it is mine.
Because if she was to be living with him and then go get a full-time job, her full-time job would probably be to put those kids in daycare.
Exactly.
So it wouldn't really end up being... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beneficial to them.
Yeah, exactly.
She still wouldn't have any money because daycare is so fucking expensive. Exactly.
That's why a lot of people stay at home too.
Because they don't.
All the money would end up going to childcare. So it's like, what is even the point? Like that money that I'm working for is just going to go to childcare. It's not even going to go towards bills or anything. So what is the point?
And if he didn't want her to, so he did the $450,000 house thing, he probably still had a little less than half left. He still could have invested it so mm-hmm. that they could have had like residual income. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that he wouldn't have to worry about long term. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. like running out of the money. Because I think that's something that people don't think about is like if you get an inheritance, then what?
Yeah. And that money goes fast too.
Quickly.
Like $800K sounds like a lot, but even living where they live,
make fun of
that's going to go by so fast.
Oh yeah.
Like SoCal is expensive.
So expensive. That sucks. That's a horrible way to live. I hope that you are able to find an apartment or something for you and the kids sooner rather than later. And I'm hoping that he works because then mm-hmm. what?
Yeah.
And no, then definitely. What are you going to do? I guess take him for child support.
I would definitely. Yeah. If he's not contributing or holding up his end of his parental responsibilities, actual obligations, definitely put him on child support. You know, like you got to do what you got to do too.
You know, Kelly Clarkson pays $50,000 a month in child support for one weekend a month.
No fucking way. Yeah. What kind of lawyer does she have? Because
she's a high income earner and she makes $1.5 million a month.
No, so what she's making is equal to what she... Damn, that's fucking crazy. Isn't Jesse Williams, too, from Grey's Anatomy? I think he was paying I don't remember the exact amount, but it was a fucking insane amount of money to his ex-wife for the kids or whatever. Or I don't know. I'm not even mistaken. I don't know if it was
40 grand or something.
No, he was paying like a lot more. And I think now he doesn't. Apparently, he doesn't work with Grey's Anatomy anymore. Like, he quit the job. And then it got lowered. So I was like thinking, like, did he quit like just to like get his shit lowered? I don't know.
That's horrible.
I don't know the exact story, but.
I saw that.
I did see that. I know for a fact from what I've seen, he pays like a shit ton of money. And it's like insane though. Like, it's a lot. But like, what do we think? Like, I mean, depending where they are and like the high quality of life that they live, does that equal to what they're paying, you know? Because here, I think for us, it's different than like us living in Cali and stuff like that.
I don't think that the other, no matter how high the income earner is, mm-hmm. I feel like because Kelly Clarkson paying the dad $50,000 a month, he never has to work again.
Yeah,
this
that's
is not
true.
To sustain your lifestyle.
Yeah,
this is to
that's OD.
The child's lifestyle.
Yeah.
And the child doesn't need $50,000. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So
that's true.
He never, I mean, what's 50 times 12? Like, he never has mm-hmm. to work again.
That's why I'm saying I think, like, how they think in the courts is, like, he's had a certain lifestyle with her. So I think
it has
more to do with that too. I think I think in the back of my mind, like, they think, oh, like, the kids have to maintain a certain lifestyle with that person too when they're at the house.
I won't lie to you.
But it's like, $50,000 is a lot of fucking money.
I like that my kids don't have the same lifestyle at Chris's house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they get to experience something totally different.
Yes. And yeah. I feel like they will understand, be good with mm-hmm. money. The goal is that they're good with money mm-hmm. and they can appreciate what they do have.
Yeah.
And this is legit no shade at Chris or anyone in his family. Like, this is, I like that they go get mm-hmm. a reality check over there.
Yeah.
And it's like they, although I will say I wish that he had his own place and their own room, mm-hmm. but they can never say
yeah.
that, you know, they were handed everything on a silver platter and never saw, you know, what the other mm-hmm. side looks like. So
mm-hmm. feel like I would need to.
Grand.
That's a lot of fucking money. That's a lot. And that's like what, monthly?
Monthly.
Oof. I feel so bad for that girl.
And he gets either one or two weekends a month and that's it.
Like, he's not even like.
We need a talk show, a daytime talk show, because if she's making $1.5
million. Yo, for real.
Please sign me up. Can we please have one of those? But yeah, before we go, I want you to talk about Vibin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do. I have a new podcast with my best friend, Alessandra. You guys have heard her on some. I think she's been on like two episodes of Baby Mamas sometimes. And yeah, no, it's a different vibe. I think people are so, sometimes they expect the same kind of dynamic.
And it's just not.
Just like me and you.
Different. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also very different. Like, the way we work also is very different. Like, I'm in person with you, mm-hmm. you know, like, it's just very different vibe sometimes, but that's just what makes the podcast what it is, you know? Like,
right, well, and you guys are best friends.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind. Don't compare the podcast because it's not meant to be like ours.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think we all do a pretty good job at, like, keeping
things separate.
Our stuff separate and, like, you know, showing our personalities in different
settings and ways. Yeah.
And that's basically what this is. Like, I just wanted to do something different. And, like, she wanted to start a podcast, too. So I was like, you know what? Why not? Mm-hmm. Like, let's give it a go. And we touch a lot on, like, mental health and self-care and, like, women. Like, our last episode, we talk about, like, women shouldn't be scared to ask for raises and, like, taking risks and stuff like that. Like, we talk about real shit that we go through, you know, mm-hmm. as women. So it is a lot more, you know, in-depth, too. And a little more serious topics as far as mental health and just taking real care of yourself as a woman. Yeah. So, yeah, you guys can go check it out. It's called Vibin' and Kind of Thrivin'. And let me know what you guys think and what else you guys would like us to talk about. But it's definitely different from Baby Mamas. This was definitely something that I wanted to keep and make something totally different. You know, like, you don't start another project to do the same exact thing.
No,
you
know? That's why I don't want anyone to ever compare because they're just different.
Yeah, but I also think it's normal too. Like, when people
you're new,
you have to get it started, totally. And like, so it doesn't really bother me that it gets compared or anything. But I just want everyone to, you know. take a chance on it and listen to it and create your own opinion on it.
Also, you know? Give Alessandra a chance. She's new to podcasting, but she is so great that you guys.
Yeah, just, we have a lot to offer, you know, and definitely we just want to talk about the things that you guys want to hear from us. So, you know, we always ask, like, what do you guys want to hear from us? And we add that into the episodes and stuff. Like, it's basically everything that we want. We want to know that you're going to engage and, like, actually really, you know, take it in. And yeah, exactly. Like, that's what our goal is. So, but it's been fun. It's been really great. I love having another co-host. And, like, the different dynamics is different. But it's so much fun. So, yeah, I just hope you guys will go check it out.
Instagram also.
Yeah, go follow us on Instagram and subscribe and download. And yeah, I think we're like on our, we only have a few episodes in so far, I think like 7 or 8, but yeah, so fairly new, so it'll be easy for everyone to catch up.
Download and subscribe on any podcast platform, and we hope that y'all have a great and safe weekend. Memorial Day weekend.
Fun. No, that's next. Oh.
Yeah, this is very interesting.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
have a great and safe Memorial Day weekend. Don't drink and drive.
Yes, and please don't drink and drive,
please,
guys.
Please use sunscreen.
Stay home. Yeah. Yeah. Take care of your skin, too. All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya. Bye.
All this month, stream the funniest films for free on Pluto TV. Watch comedy classics like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Mean Girls. Or drop in for a Tyler Perry marathon with a Madea family funeral and Madea's witness protection. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Get Shorty, Be Cool, Key and Peele, Comedy in Color, and more. And no contracts, no subscriptions, no fees, no joke. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start laughing today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.
All right, what's the best way to get big savings on your favorite spring looks? Shopping at Ross. They've got you covered on all the styles you love, and you can save big and get top brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. So if you're looking for deals on shirts and tops, Ross is your one-stop shop. We're talking about savings on your favorite tops from your favorite brands, and it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. We all know that. You want a deal on a dress? Ross has you covered. Don't forget the sandals. You know Ross has those for the low. From slides to wedges, find the brand name sandals for less. Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse. Take the party outside with great deals on melamine dishes and more, because we love entertaining outside, and there are even great deals on men's spring shirts and more. What are you waiting for? Head on over to a Ross near you and save big. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. So will your budget. Believe me when I say your wallet will thank you. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.